Hello and welcome to Some Things Matter with Noor, where I'll be discussing different things in the news that I think matter, that matter for some sort of larger social reason, that give us something to reflect on, to have introspection about. And so that's what this podcast will be about. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will stay tuned. So today on Some Things Do Matter, I want to talk about a celebrity named Raven Simone. Of course, we all know and probably loved her in The Cosby Show, as she played a little girl. She was the daughter of, I can't remember her name, but one of the eldest Cosby daughters. And, you know, she was that cute little kid, and her and Bill Cosby would always have those cute moments on that show. And unfortunately, it seems that both her and Bill Cosby have of late created reputations for themselves that have really hurt the sort of lasting image that we all had of that show. And when I mean all, I really mean in particular Black people, because this was one of the images we had of positive Black family all together, mother and father, kids. I think there were 5 or 6 of them. Intergenerational, you had the grandparents involved, and then you had some grandkids that came along. So it was a really great positive show, and then not even just for Black people, but for American families, because we don't have shows like that anymore. And even then, it was still such a rarity to see just a working class, I guess maybe sort of middle class actually, family, just positive Black people involved in their kids' life. Kids, you know, who messed up but did well most of the time. Just a really positive show. Unfortunately, due to the real life of these actors, then it really is leaving such a damaging image on what would have been our lasting image with that show and that moment in history had these things not happened. Recently, Raven Simone, she does The View now. The View is a talk show with 5 or 6 women, something like that, where they talk about different issues. And so Raven Simone is one of the people on that show. And there's a clip of her going around, buzzing around Twitter, where she says she would not hire someone because of their name. So in other words, she would practice discrimination. So I'm going to play this. I hope you can hear it. And then I'm going to come back with a response. So while this is loading, basically it seems there was some kind of video talking about different names and whether it would be racist or not to sort of discriminate against people with particular names. And Raven Simone basically affirms that. Okay, let me hear you. Let me let you listen to the clip and then I'll come back.
Discriminatory, because I think that's a better word.
Yes, it is a much better
word. That's a better word. And I am very discriminatory against words like the ones that they were saying in those names. I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelon Drea. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to hire you.
No, but that's not your fault. That's not their fault.
I would be such a beautiful King Kong Cliche, by the way.
So, as we heard, Raven Simone blatantly makes the case that she would not hire someone based on their name. And the interesting thing about this is that we're talking about things that have to do with larger social issues and things that we can reflect on. So it's not of our interest to talk about Raven Simone in particular, but rather talk about what she stands for in the public eye, and why this is such a disappointing stand, to say the least, for anyone to have, but especially someone like her. So Raven Simone is a Black woman. She's a woman. She's Black. She is a lesbian. And if you look at Raymond Simone, the way in which she looks is not the stereotypical Hollywood woman or anything that we would consider beautiful in our society. And again, this is not about Raven Simone. We're just talking about stereotypically Western society, white woman, blonde hair, slim, certain distinctive features that would be the typical beauty standard of Western society. So she fits into none of those molds. Now, you can have a debate about whether her name is quote-unquote ghetto, Raven Simone. But what we can say is that for anyone to discriminate against anyone, for other than them not being able to do the job that you want, that you're looking for to hire someone for, or other than someone else being more qualified, is absolutely wrong. If this had to do with gay people, she would say it was wrong. If it had to do with black people, I would hope she'd say it was wrong. If it had to do with women, I'd hope she'd say it was wrong. But for some reason, quote-unquote, ghetto names, and let's be clear as to why this is racism, because she made a point to say, oh, it's not racism, it's discrimination. The spade is spade. It's just playing with words. Why this is particularly racism, discrimination against black people, is because what are the kind of names she's talking about? Names that some black people may happen to have. It's not, there are names like Brooklyn. Is there anything wrong with the name Brooklyn? These days, no, white people have that name too. Is there anything wrong with the name Arnold Schwarzenegger? No, because we are familiar with that name. It's Eastern European name, something like that. But there are all different kinds of names that don't fit into the cookie cutter white American name that we wouldn't say are ghetto, that don't come up as names that anyone would discriminate against for the simple reason that they aren't associated with black people. But a name like Shaniqua or Laquanda or Raheem or something like that, then that's when these issues come up of discrimination based on name. Because it's not based on name, it's based on race in reality. Because when you're looking at someone's resume in front of your face and you see someone named John Lin and you see someone named Raheem Lin, or you see someone named Jessica and you see someone named Laquita, it's not simply about the name, it's about what you associate with the name. And a name like Laquita, blackness is associated with that. Maybe also ghetto blackness. Maybe you also assume other things about that person's blackness, but for sure blackness is associated with it. And that's what makes it racist. To think that someone on national television would support discrimination based on someone's name, which is really racism, because these are specifically names that are associated with black people, is so completely outrageous, and it's disgusting. But what makes it even worse is that someone like her, who is a black woman, who is gay, who is also a plus-sized woman, to throw that in there also, so many levels on which people have been historically discriminated are associated with this one woman. And if it was any of these other things, except being black, maybe, I don't know, she would fight against it. But this issue of a name, for some reason she feels okay saying that she discriminated against people because of their name. A name associated with a particular race. This is wrong. This is blatant hate. And this is, again, someone who on television said that they are not African-American. They don't associate with being African-American. And, of course, went on to explain it and this and that. Well, the point is that we can't allow discrimination to exist on this basis. We discriminate inappropriate means. You discriminate whether or not someone can do a job, who can do the job best. You don't discriminate against things that people cannot change about themselves, their race, their gender, That isn't fair, that isn't right, that someone named Laquita, whose parents decided to give her a unique name, should be discriminated against because, what, you don't like the name? Because you think the name is ghetto? What does that even mean? It's not fair and it's not right, and we shouldn't allow this kind of behavior in our midst. Just related, just to bring it up, Ben Carson, who's currently running for president, said something about Muslims not being able to hold an office as a president because, sort of, how could they separate their religion from their politics or something like that. Again, the same kind of discrimination that, had it been said about anyone else, any other group, he would have fought against it. And why I mention this also is because we have to really be careful about the kind of racism and discrimination that still lingers in our society. One of them is against Black people, which hasn't gone away. It just comes in different forms. The other is against Muslims. And if we aren't vigilant about it, we're going to go right back to where we once were. When people literally in our country used to hang people on trees. That's the kind of society we used to be. Where literally we had slavery in our society. Where there were literally different fountains for Blacks and for whites. That is the kind of society we used to be. We literally took Asian people, rounded them up, and took them out of their homes when we were fighting against the Japanese. We've done so many horrible things in this country, but the thing that makes us great is that we're willing to reflect on our mistakes and to change. But people like Raven Simone, people like Ben Carson, and so many others set us back when we accept the things that they say and we don't check them, because maybe someone who's not Muslim feels, oh, I'm not Muslim, maybe what they're saying is true, or I'm not Black, maybe what they're saying is true. Or people who have self-hatred within themselves and want to distance themselves, a Black person wants to distance themselves from quote-unquote ghetto names. All discrimination, except appropriate discrimination that actually has to do with with the job you're trying to hire for, whether or not someone can do the job or something like that. We discriminate who we want to make our friends based on personality. It shouldn't be based on race. We discriminate who we want to run our country based on qualifications. It shouldn't be based on religion. And these should be very basic things. Discrimination is a necessary part of life. Appropriate discrimination. And it's really, really tremendously sad that we live in a society where people are spewing this kind of hatred. And they're not alone. Ben Carson, Raven Simone, Donald Trump, there's so many of them. And the point, again, is not them. The point is the kind of society we create when what they say goes unchecked, hate unchecked. So I'm not calling for her to be fired. Maybe she should be fired, I don't know. But I really hope that we react to this, because it is absolutely wrong, absolutely just really sickening that this kind of talk can happen today. We are a country that has done many, many evils. But the greatest thing about America is our ability to reflect and to change, to admit our mistakes and to change. And we cannot let people like this hold us back. Her kind of attitude, doesn't matter if it's dressed up in modern day clothes and makeup and funky hairstyles, it is the same attitude that lynched men on trees, the same attitude that took the Japanese out of their home, same attitude that killed millions of Native Americans. And that is the kind of attitude we have to weed out of our society so that we can continue to be great for a very long time to come. Thank you for listening. Take care.